Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A Giants podcast for Giants fans.
By Giants fans.
It's Sean Morash. And Bryce Gelman.
On to the Daniel Jones dilemma. The Daniel Jones dilemma is what I'm going to call it. And this one got me really fired up in the past couple of days. All right, let's just start with this. We get a report on Monday, which makes me very glad that we're recording this on Tuesday. We get a report on Monday, and it wasn't really a report. It was Adam Schefter and Pat McAfee. He calls it speculating, but he put it out in the universe because it feels like he's being a little bit of a mouthpiece maybe for the Giants, that the Giants were actually trying to do that package up to number three. Now, for anybody that's missed the package, it was obviously flip-flopping 6 and 3, giving up next year's one, this year's pick 47, and I think it was pick 107. I think it was a Theo Johnson pick. They were going to mortgage all of that to the New England Patriots to go up to three. Adam Schefter speculates that the Giants really wanted Joe Alt, and that is who they might have been trying to trade up for, which is the most absurd, embarrassing take that Adam Schefter, who's so respected, why would you even put that in the universe other than the Giants fed that to you, put it out there? Why would the Giants feed him to do that? Well, isn't it obvious? It is so blatantly clear that the Giants did offer that. The details got leaked, and it was to go up and get Drake May, and now they are sitting here with Daniel Jones, who they have said all the right things about this offseason because of this exact position. If they didn't get the quarterback they wanted, they knew they were going to have to play Daniel Jones. So how do you protect Daniel Jones from being asked as limited amount of questions this offseason about the Giants' path for a quarterback as possible? Will you put in the universe that they were actually trying to trade for an offensive lineman to help him? It was such horse crap. Let's just call it like it is. It was such horse crap. Now, Mike Garafola, who was really plugged in with the Giants, had a report on Tuesday morning that, of course, it was about Drake May, and that they, you know, Dan Shire put this out too. They'd even contacted Chicago way early in the process about what it would take to get to number one. Point being, any way you slice this, you walk out of this draft knowing that Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, whoever else is pulling the strings, did everything they could in their power to try to get the quarterback, Drake May, that they targeted and wanted. And ultimately, they won too many games with Tommy DeVito, like we have said for weeks and months on here, to accomplish that goal. But they tried. They tried their damnedest. And what they didn't do was sit there and go, oh, boy, I don't like Daniel Jones at quarterback. We better just go take somebody else because we didn't get our guy. They let J.J. McCarthy pass. They let Michael Penix pass. Maybe they would have traded back in late for one of those guys, maybe. But they stayed put and took the quarterback at six. We talked about that. Took the wide receiver at six. We talked about this in the last pod. But, Bryce, I mean, I gotta help out Joe Shane here. For those who wanted Daniel Jones gone, he's getting killed. He's getting killed. Like, he ignored the position. He did everything he could to trade up.
I get that. But then on the other hand, it's like the revisionist history is crazy. Like I don't understand. I do understand it. I get that you're not just managing personnel. You're managing egos and people's confidence. And this is really all about the Giants quarterback one and how he feels right now. And as a human being, anyone is going to be juxtaposed to the fact that there is other stuff going on, and that they're right. They're clearly your team is not fully interested in you being the quarterback of your own team. Like, how is that going to make anyone feel? If, let's say, Sean at your job, 2 weeks ago, Spike on his way out, he's like, yeah, I hired you, but like, I've been looking for the last 2 weeks to replace you. Like, how would you feel about that? Like, that's not something that's cool. And then after the fact that he's gone, he's like, well, actually, I wasn't looking to replace you. I was looking to add a fourth host to F&D.
I know.
Like, it's garbage. Like, it's a, come on. Like, we know what you were trying to do. So I understand not going out there and fully stating it, but it's out there now. And you just kind of look stupid for trying to get that out there. And Schefter, that's a little confusing that Schefter would put that out there. It kind of makes me start to like think about every report that we've ever read. Clearly, a lot of these reporters have their inside sources with certain teams, and they're the mouthpiece of these teams. But it just really goes to show, like, what can you really trust out there? Because that's just not true. And every Giant fan knows it.
This is the same thing with J.J. McCarthy rising up draft boards. You'd be prepared to smoke screens before and after. Now, on the Daniel Jones dilemma, I got to be that guy. I got to defend Daniel Jones here. I get it. Here's the thing. Daniel Jones, clearly the Giants didn't see enough last year. And the injuries, I still say the injuries above the play is the biggest thing. He's got two neck injuries in 3 years, coming off the ACL. He's had one full healthy year, and that was 2022 when they made the playoffs. That is not enough for a GM and a coach to put their stock in and go, this is our guy for the future. They gave him a contract with an out after 2 years for that reason. Okay, he failed last year. There's a lot of reasons he failed. A lot of it is on him, but a lot of it is truly on the injuries. And moving to Zudu was their swing tackle with Evan Neal. And basically, he went through a good stretch there, taking hits where he never had a full tackle. People get tired of the offensive line excuses and the wide receiver excuses. And I understand. And by the way, some quarterbacks can rise above. Daniel Jones hasn't. But just because you're tired of talking about those excuses don't mean they didn't exist.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
That being said, this idea that we are going to enter 2024 and the goal of people when they take Malik Nabers, any naysayers who wanted a quarterback, but, well, who's going to throw him the ball? We've heard that. Who's going to throw him the ball? How could you possibly throw the ball? I mean, now we're going a little overboard on the disrespect of Daniel Jones, the player. Yeah, he's not an elite quarterback. He's also not like some dog turd, can't play the position. When, you know, like if the offensive line gives him protection and he can function. And I know it. Have you ever seen a year more dismissed than the 2022 Giants? I understand they lost to Philly, got their ass beat. You know, they did go 9-7-1, probably should have won a 10th game in Washington. Oh, by the way, on a big throw Daniel Jones made down the sideline, only to have Feliciano take a flexing penalty that pushed him out of field goal range. They should have won 10 games. They make the playoffs. He does something no quarterback in NFL history done with his legs and his arm in a playoff game. And he just gets thrown at what was Minnesota. It gets thrown out nonstop. Not for nothing. The roster as it stands now in terms of athleticism and where it's gotten. I know Saquon and McKinney are not here, but guess what? Malik Nabers is here. Brian Burns and Bobby Okereke are here. The roster as it stands now is a better roster than the one they had in 2022. Now, does that mean I'm telling you they're making the playoffs? I'm not telling you that, but I'm also telling you I don't think that this year has to be some kind of they got no shot to compete at the last couple of wild card spots of the NFC. If Daniel Jones is healthy and they have this real team speed, the Giants could certainly – I mean, they won 6 games last year, and when you factor in the Ram game, the Jet game, the Bill game, they could have won 9 games with 3 quarterbacks playing.
Yeah.
So how could you tell me a 9-win team, a 6-win team, a team that's continued to get better with that quarterback – suddenly, who's throwing these guys the ball and they can't compete this year? I know the hate for Daniel Jones is there, and I understand a lot of it, but I think we've gone way, way overboard on the idea that this team can't possibly function with Daniel Jones at quarterback this year.
People forget he played a flawless game against the Vikings in the playoffs. Flawless.
Yeah. And I know he stunk the next week. I get it.
I understand, but you have to give him credit for what he did in that season. And what he did in that playoff game. And if you put Jared Goff, you put Kirk Cousins behind the Giants offensive line.
Brock Purdy.
5 weeks of the year last year, they're all falling flat on their faces. And I go back and forth on this because on one hand, you got to put some of the blame on Daniel Jones and some of his decision-making earlier on in his career, the fumbling, the interceptions, whatever. But he has really gotten dealt a bad hand. And the injury stuff is completely on him. The fact that he is unable to just slide down and is always taking massive hits, that's one thing. The other thing is the fact that he just has 1 or 2 seconds to respond in the pocket, or at least he has historically. So this is, I'm like hot and cold on Daniel Jones. There is a side of me that feels bad for him, that, you know, on a personal level, that feels like this is just all unfair that this is being placed on him. But the other side of it is like, this is it. Look, as you said, on paper, this is the best Giants team that he's ever had. Where are the excuses? There aren't any anymore. You have to go out and perform. You can't get hurt. This is it. All this external motivation, you should put to good use and go out there.
By the way, it may not even matter. Like, he could win 10 games and they could still move on because of that out in the close. Because, again, even if he's healthy this year, why would you trust he's going to be healthy in 2025, 2026? So I'm not sitting here playing, like, telling you, well, now Daniel Jones has a chance to prove he's the long-term guy. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is for the season 2024, where you're going to reevaluate the quarterback at the end of the year, the assumption that you didn't address quarterback this year, therefore this year's a wash, I think it's nuts. I think it's nuts. And again,
he's a competent quarterback.
Of course.
I mean, there's a reason why they paid him. Say what you want about it being an overpay. They did it. They wouldn't have done it if they didn't think other teams would have given him a similar amount of money. And they would have. And they still got the out after 2 years. They could have given him a 4-year deal, all guaranteed. They would have been screwed, and they did it. So they left their options open.
And they're still going to be, let's see if they add another corner at the end of free agency. I have other questions in the hole, and the roster is certainly not perfect. But there is a chance in August, probably a good chance, that I will make the case on whether the Giants can absolutely be in the mix of the playoffs. And by the way, when you think about the NFC, nobody's really run away with those last two wild card spots the last 2 years. They can. They absolutely can if they're well coached and Daniel Jones is healthy. So it's just credit. Who's going to throw the ball? We're acting as if he's Zach Wilson. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.